Last summer, Maestro Timothy Muffett of the Lansing Symphony let me know about his ongoing project to highlight some of the musicians of the LSO.
So Ava Ordman, who is an extraordinary performer on the trombone, had been working with David Biedenbender, who is on the faculty at Michigan State University.
And he wrote a trombone concerto
that he gave the colorful name, Their Eyes Are Fireflies.
Now, a concerto is essentially a showpiece for a musician to flaunt what they can do on their instrument. So I got Ava Ordman to join me at Cook Recital Hall on the MSU campus to preview a bit of this new work, Their Eyes Are Fireflies, and what she asked Biedenbender to write for her.
Yes, it can't be, you know, piece of cake. There's got to be difficult things in it, but endurance, he doesn't tend to write a lot of rests, so that has been something that we've had a lot of discussion about. But at the beginning, and he hasn't been the only one, when people have asked me about what I want, I said, you just write me a great piece of music and I'll figure out how to play it.
Composer David Biedenbender.
This piece, I wanted to give her a chance to really kind of sing through the instrument. The piece comes from a kind of emotional underpinning. It's just like life right now. I'm a dad. Isaac and Declan are 2 and 5, and my music is always a snapshot of what's on my mind or what's going on in my life. And, you know, that can be anything. 2 years ago, it was a piece about the cyclotron here at MSU. This particular piece, because I was thinking about the melodies and this more kind of emotional, this more kind of humanist perspective, I thought of my sons immediately.
Biedenbender's concerto, Their Eyes Are Fireflies, part of the Lansing Symphony concert on Thursday night, is set up like any concerto. 3 movements showing off the trombone's abilities, with the first movement a swirling and rising mass of notes which crash at the end, giving way to the middle movement and its childlike expression, the song makes my heart not break. That is something that Biedenbender's son Declan said to his father about a piece of music, which then leads to the finale, Isaac's control panels. Again, trombonist Ava Ordman.
Isaac is David's oldest son, who now maybe is 5, and David talks about how Isaac just draws control panels. He's got hundreds of them in the house, and there are gauges and colors and stuff. He's just sort of like got this thing. And for David, thinking about your child, like, where is this coming from, you know? So instead of just wondering, he sort of took it on like, well, I'm going to join, I think. I have a sense that I'm going to join Isaac in this adventure of his control panels. I'm not always sure when I do this that I'm going to do it necessarily the right way, but I have found that if I am just open to the process and to whatever music I'm presented with, it's not only just a challenge for me, but it's also sort of, it's really good for my soul, my heart, to be a part of this kind of a project.
Trombonist Ava Ordman is soloist with the Lansing Symphony Orchestra under Maestro Timothy Muffett, playing Their Eyes Are Fireflies by David Biedenbender. Along with a program of Beethoven and Brahms, it's this Thursday night at 7:30 in MSU's Wharton Center. Tickets and more information, that's at lansingsymphony.org. In East Lansing, Jamie Paisley, WKAR News.